corn roller. Can think of
it. Do you ever call it roasting ear?
Roast ear.
What do you call the little top part of the corn stalk? The little yellow stuff that sticks out? Kind of silky.
I know you have to, when it's green, you have to pull it out between the ears.
Mm-hmm.
Silk, isn't that it?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call it a tassel?
Well, yeah, that could be tassel. Oh, the little, looks like silk threads as you pull out.
It's hard to get out, isn't it?
Oh, Lord, sometimes it's still in there when you get the hurry of cooking, let the mother eat.
What do you call that large orange fruit that we have at Thanksgiving? You make pies out of. Have at Halloween, children make jack-o'-lanterns out of.
I got one up there. Yes, I can't go.
Yeah, what is that?
Pumpkin.
Okay.
Pumpkin.
What do you call the small yellow vegetable? Sometimes it has a straight neck and sometimes it has a crooked neck. And we
vegetable?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll chop it up. It's yellow. Getting some time, you chop it up and cook it with onions.
I can't think. You can tell me what it is. I probably would forget it anyway.
What kind of melons?
Watermelon.
Is there any other kind of melons that you eat?
Cantaloupe. I don't like that, but I do like watermelon. And I make preserves out of the peeling.
You do?
Oh yeah, watermelon preserves. I think I've got some in there. Under the stairway there now that I have used. I use that in my fruit cake, slices of it, you know.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. What springs up in the woods and the fields after rain? Little bitty white things shaped like an umbrella.
Mushroom.
Uh-huh. Now, there's some of those out in the woods that you can't eat.
And some of it's poison, and I never did eat any of it.
Do you call those something different than mushrooms?
I don't know what that is.
Looks kind of like a mushroom, but you can't eat it.
I don't know.
Do you ever call it a toad?
Toad soup.
If a man had a sore throat so that the inside of his throat's all swollen, you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't?
Swallow.
What do people sometimes smoke?
Pipes or cigarettes.
And big old dark things that smell.
They're long. None of my folks smoke. Well, that's dumb. Big as that.
Yeah.
Smell up.
I know
what it is. Cigar.
Yeah. If somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
in trouble.
All right. Do you ever say, if you don't want somebody to, you don't want to be, do you ever say obligated?
No obligation.
Is there any other way you say it? Instead of saying obligated to anyone, would you ever use some other term? I don't want to be
in trouble.
Okay.
Yeah, the children get after me if I don't call them for something, if I could do without it till they come to do it. I go ahead and